Viola Vaughn's five grandchildren came to live with her when her daughter died. But instead of raising them in the Midwest state of Michigan, she moved the new family to Africa to homeschool them in the Senegalese city of Khao Lak. That's when the real changes started.
There was one little girl who was 9 years old, who's the same age as my granddaughter, who played with my granddaughter and saw that she was being tutored in class at our home. She came and asked me if I could assist her with her education. I told her, of course not.
But every day, the girl kept coming back, so Vaughn went to her parents to find out why.
When I went to her mother told me that she was the last of her class because she was not intelligent. And I told her mother that obviously she was intelligent enough to come and find me, so therefore allow her to have class with my granddaughter.
When the girl came to Vaughn's house the next day, she brought three friends. Vaughn checked her bank account and her retirement pension and figured she could help 100 girls with a simple concept: get the materials they need, make the time to study, and find a place to study. But she also wanted to find out why so many girls were failing, why only 1% of girls who enter primary school in Khao Lak end up graduating from high school. Her conclusion? It's largely because mothers find girls useful at home.
And so the girls start missing days in school. And when she starts missing these days, she starts losing her place in class, she starts missing her lessons, and she starts to fail.
So part of Vaughn's 10,000 Girls program is a contract parents sign agreeing to keep their daughter in school every day. Now the program has a sewing workshop where young women make soft dolls and bags for export to a retailing partner in California. Veronique Wodesingor teaches girls how to sew.
Avec le travail que j'ai fait ici.
She says the program's changed her life because now she earns her own living and is helping her parents and sisters. Sengor says it's taught her responsibility. From those first four girls, Vaughn now has more than 2,500 students in her program, with 700 more on a waiting list, and a 10-year goal of helping 10,000 girls do better in school. Scott Stearns, VOA News, for Making a Difference in Khao Lak, Senegal.